give up in the first couple of weeks or hours, of which I am guilty, I will admit it. The few amazing people that keep on are the ones obviously seeing the best results. But just how long does it actually take to learn a language? And when's the best time? The reality is that the level of language proficiency you might need will depend on what you need the language for. If it's going to be an upcoming holiday, it's going to be different to whether you're looking to speak with family or if you're looking to speak a language for work. And how easy you're going to find learning the language doesn't just depend on what language you've chosen. Ingrid Piller, Professor of Applied Linguistics at Macquarie University, is on the line with us now. Ingrid, good morning.
Good morning, Kirst.
So could you tell us, I guess, it is a bit of a broad question, but how much time is needed for someone learning a language for, you know, say, just going on a holiday compared to someone trying to become fluent?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's the $3 million question, obviously, but it differs for everyone. And although linguists and, you know, all kinds of philosophers even have been studying this question for millennia, really, we don't have one particular answer because it's different for everyone. So different people at different stages in their lives learn differences. The one thing that we really know is that as you age, it becomes more and more difficult to learn a new language. So early start is a good idea. Young children learn very quickly because their whole life is geared towards language learning. So, you know, it's not only that they learn other languages quickly, they are geared towards learning their first language. And it takes a long time to learn our first language. We often forget that, you know, we keep learning how to speak our first language well into adolescence. I mean, we learn how to read and write only starting age 6 or so. So age is a key difference. Another factor that really is very important is your attitude, your motivation to your attitudes towards the people who speak that language, and also the attitude the people who speak the language have towards you. So if you're being welcomed into a new community and, you know, made to feel good about your language skills, then you will learn more quickly and you will enjoy learning and will get pleasure out of it. On the other hand, if people keep commenting like, oh, you know, you did this wrong and that's an error and don't talk like that and I can't understand you, what are you saying? And that can be very demotivating and make it difficult to keep going.
So you mentioned, obviously, it's a lot easier for young children to pick up on a language. How hard is it to become fluent in a language at, 20, 50, 70? Does it get harder as you get older?
It does get harder, but it's definitely possible. And actually, there is a huge benefit in starting a new language or taking up a language again that you learned as a young person once you are an older adult. A lot of studies in psycholinguistics and show that learning a new language and studying languages and using two or more languages on a regular basis can actually help to ward off the onset of dementia. So learning a new language is a great hobby to take up as as you age. So it's possible to become fluent. One thing that won't happen after puberty really is you won't get that perfect accent. So one thing where we really have maturational constraints is on the way we pronounce language. So that doesn't mean you can't learn a whole lot of vocabulary, learn a whole lot of grammatical structures and can have conversations in the new language and read material in the new language, but people will always hear that you learned it as a late adult, and that actually happens to most of us. I mean, accent is something that everyone has. We often forget that everyone has an accent, but for first language speakers, your accent shows you've grown up in a particular place. You know, you've grown up in Sydney or something. We can hear that. I've grown up in Germany. You can hear that. And so accent isn't something that's very important, actually, although people often worry about their accent.
It's funny, people actually ask me occasionally if I've got a New Zealand accent. I've never been there before in my life, which is amusing. But I guess looking at, technology and the way the world works at the moment, Duolingo seems to be floating around as a really popular language learning app at the moment, but there are several of them. Where do apps like Duolingo come into the equation?
Look, I think they're great tools actually to keep you going, to start you off on all kinds of vocabulary. And many of them have all these inbuilt motivational feedback loops that, you know, you have from video games and stuff. That's why people like playing with apps. And so they're kind of the gamification of language learning. And so I think that's a really great step in the right direction. It's a very important tool. Now, you won't learn a language by just using the app. So if all you do is Duolingo, I mean, that's fine and it's kind of a game. But I don't think, you'll be able to have a fluent conversation or you won't be able to read books. So you should do other things as well. But, I mean, that's true pretty much of all learning and particularly language learning. You need to use all the kinds of opportunities because language is so multifaceted. We use it to do everything in life. So, I mean, to be human is to use language, right? And that's why it's so complex and that's why there are no easy answers. So using Duolingo to get you started and as one strategy in your whole language learning repertoire is fantastic. If it's the only one, well, that's fine too. You know, it's something, but it won't give you the full range of language proficiency.
And just before I do let you go, Ingrid, for people listening who do want to get involved, get on board, I guess working off the assumption, English is a first language. What are some of the easier and some of the more difficult languages to learn?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So the easy languages are generally those languages that are closely related. So Dutch, for instance, Afrikaans are really easy to learn. Also French, actually, because there is a lot of common vocabulary, even if there are false friends, as recently, you know, when Macron was here and he called Lucy Turnbull, the prime minister's delicious wife. So French délicieux sounds pretty much similar, has the same root, but of course means delightful. So there are these kind of pitfalls, but still there are a lot of commonalities, all things considered. So that makes it easier to learn than a language such as Chinese, for instance, where this kind of common history in Europe doesn't exist. And also the tones are very difficult. The characters are difficult. So you need to do more language learning if you study Chinese. Having said that, considering our place in the world and how important China is to us, actually, maybe Chinese is the easiest language to learn because we have more opportunities and, there are also more Chinese language communities in Australia. So you might have opportunities to practice the language even without traveling. So it's not only about how closely related a language is, but also how many opportunities you have to be exposed to the language. And now with the internet, of course, more and more languages seem closer and closer, but still for some, there are very good resources because lots of people learn that language. They're the languages of strong nation states. Whereas for other languages that, you know, few people speak, there are fewer resources out there. I mean, even Duolingo, you know, there are a limited number of languages that you can learn. So a language that is well-resourced, like French, like Spanish, like Mandarin, that's, in a sense, easier to learn because you will be able to use more strategies and have more resources at your disposal.
Well, Ingrid, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you, Tess.
That was Professor Ingrid Piller from Macquarie University speaking with us this morning about the ins and outs of learning a new language. I confess I can only speak English, and if you can speak, any more languages, I am both jealous and thoroughly, thoroughly impressed.